Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. Hosted by author, investor, hard money lender, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris. Equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges.
On Friday, October the 24th, the Norris Group proudly presented its 7th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts joined Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. Proceeds for the event benefited Make-A-Wish and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This event could not have been possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: Auction.com, Housing Wire, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, and President Bill Tan, the North San Diego Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club for Women and Iris Veneration, Wholesale Capital Corp, New Western Acquisition, MVT Productions, and White House Catering. For event video and information, visit isurvivedrealestate.com.
Good evening, everybody. That was my voice. I'm Aaron Norris. Thank you for coming tonight. Wow. Such a sharp-looking room. Please enjoy your dinner. Unfortunately, we've got a live audience watching us right now, so we are going to continue with the program. So a quick thank you to the TNG team, Craig, Robin, Rhonda, Vicky, Alicia, Greg. We got Joe. Just thank you, everybody, for being here and being a great team. Rich, thank you. And Diana, thank you for seating over 400 people. I think it's the stuff nightmares are made of. It's hard to believe that I Survived Real Estate turned 7 years old tonight. And really proud. We've had so many people go down sick today. It's unfortunate, but it looks like we've got a few more checks in, and it looks like we're going to come very close to what we raised last year, which was a record. We're going to raise over $90,000 this year. And that brings our total to over $500,000 in 7 years. So thank you. For those of you in the audience and maybe who are watching live online who don't know how this works, the Norris Group underwrites the event, so 100% of that money raised actually does go to charity, and we can't do that without the awesome sponsors that you see in the program tonight and that we'll talk about a little bit later today. There's also people in the audience who raise money to attend. Some people don't have a dime out of pocket, maybe except for the awesome dress or the tux that they're wearing tonight. They join our fundraising team run by Make-A-Wish, and they ask friends, family, and coworkers to donate $10 at a time, whatever they raise. Our top fundraiser couldn't be here tonight. He raised over $2,700. Bruce May, if you're watching at home late, thank you. And the top two fundraising teams, almost neck and neck, is Invest Club for Women and the San Diego Creative Investors Association. So thank you. Our efforts tonight benefit two very important charities that benefit children with life-threatening illnesses. I am going to invite Odette Gutierrez up from St. Children's Research Hospital after this short video, and she's going to share a little bit more about St. Jude.
There is nothing more contagious than Eli's smile. I walk the halls of St. Jude like I'm walking with someone who's famous. Literally, I can't make it 5 feet without someone being, he's so cute, he's so sweet, oh, look at that smile. And every day that lights my heart up. He's just one of those personalities that make you want to feel good. Once you know that they have a mass in their brain, you know there's a pretty good chance that that mass is a cancerous mass. So I would have to say that hearing that he had something in his brain was harder than hearing that he had cancer, because I had already kind of prepared myself for them saying it's cancer. I had not at all prepared myself for them saying he has a mass in his brain.
I was just so happy that someone wanted to help us, and I'm very happy that it's St. Jude.
For a long time in my life, I didn't think there were good people in the world, and there really are, and a lot of them are here.
I don't think that Eli would be alive today if it wasn't for St. Jude.
He has an MRI every 3 months, and this was the second time in 6 months that he's had a clear scan. So he's doing really good right now. He's really been so strong.
I don't know if you guys saw the words that flashed up there, but no child should die in the dawn of life. Those are the words of Danny Thomas, founder of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Looking at this video of Eli and seeing his sweet smile, I think we can all agree with Danny that this is one of the reasons why we are here today. On behalf of the patients, the families, and the doctors at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thank you to the Norris Group and each and every one of you for your generosity and support for the fight against childhood cancer. And while St. Jude sees and treats some of the toughest cases like Eli's pineoblastoma, St. Jude is a place of hope and a leader in the research of childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Treatments invented at St. Jude have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% when the hospital first opened in 1962 to more than 80% today. What is even more amazing is that St. Jude is working to drive the overall childhood cancer survival rate to 90% in the next decade. I strongly believe that St. Jude will accomplish this because of the way the hospital approaches and freely shares its research discoveries. While St. Jude treats children from California, across the United States, and around the world, the hospital also has an international outreach program that transfers the progress achieved in the treatment of childhood cancer in developed countries to those with limited resources. St. Jude is able to impact the global fight against childhood cancer through 21 partner sites in 15 different countries. Another unique thing about St. Jude is that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. Thanks. Thanks to your generosity, St. Jude is able to do this and so much more. It's amazing to see your support for St. Jude and the beautiful mission of Make-A-Wish as well, in bringing hope to families in the darkest and toughest fights of their life. Thank you so much for your support. I just want to leave you with one last quote from Danny Thomas that I think speaks about everyone in this room. All of us are born for a reason, but all of us don't discover why. Success in life has nothing to do with what you gain in your life or accomplish for yourself. It's what you do for others. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. One more, and it's become tradition that we've done this this will be the seventh year in a row. If you've dealt with cancer, are dealing with cancer, have known somebody in your life that has dealt with cancer, will you please stand? Thank you for doing that. Okay. Rebecca Quaid, if you could come up. Make-A-Wish has been an incredible partner for the last several years. They are part of the seeding that people are raising money. We get updates every day almost of who's donating and raising money. And they've just been such an incredible partner and another great cause that we're so proud to raise money with. Let's watch a quick flick and have Rebecca up.
Nomini got diagnosed on September 23rd of last year. We were both so overwhelmed with finding out that she had leukemia. She started feeling tired, and we just decided to take her to the doctor, so that's how we found out.
The treatment process has been very stressful for the family, and so this actually gives them a chance to forget all the worries of going to the doctors. And today she gets to be a doctor to sick animals, and she's actually having fun with it. She's enjoying checking their ears and listening to their heart and examining them, so this is exciting for her.
I think there's plenty of studies now that just show that pets in general and working with animals has a calming effect with people. And it's a place for somebody like Nominee where she can devote some attention to things that she can help, or she can make a change, or she can make a difference. She wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up, and she loves animals. And I think it's a good fit for her to come and hang out with us. That's what we're all about.
Thank you, Make-A-Wish, for what you guys are doing for Nominee. It means a lot to me. She deserves this. She's been through a lot this past year, so thank you. Thank you very much for everything.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Aaron. As you already know, at Make-A-Wish, we grant wishes for children with life-threatening medical conditions to enrich a human experience with hope, strength, and joy. Now, it does seem pretty obvious that granting a wish would give our wish kids hope, strength, and joy. But the surprising part is how that mission extends well beyond the children themselves. A couple months ago, we met 5-year-old Nominee, who is battling acute lymphocytic leukemia. Nominee's medical treatment has included numerous tests and procedures, including weekly chemotherapy and monthly spinal taps. With a huge love for animals, her wish was to be a veterinarian. Finally, it was Nominee's turn to be the doctor. You just saw her wish come true. Nominee's mom put it in perfect perspective. Nominee wanted to treat her beloved pets with the same care and compassion that Nominee received. From examining cats and dogs, to assisting with an ultrasound, to even helping remove stitches, Nominee was truly a vet like no other. But it was not only Nominee who received a wish that day. It was the veterinarians and the staff that helped put everything together. It was the volunteers. It was the film crew, the photographer, and even the cats and the dogs and other furry patients. And it was Nominee's family and friends, so many affected in just one afternoon. Nominee's wish left everyone filled with hope, strength, and joy. And that's the power of Make-A-Wish. This year, our chapter will grant 347 wishes like Nominee's for children in Orange County and the Inland Empire. That's one every 25 hours. We will also assist with more than 600 kids coming in from around the world to see sites like Disneyland or meet their favorite celebrity. Unfortunately, according to the Center for Disease Control, we are still only reaching about half the eligible children in our territory. But thanks to all of your support today, you'll help us reach that goal to grant every child's eligible wish and make sure that they have the opportunity to live their truest dream. Before I go, I'd like to tell you quickly about another child, specifically the child you'll be adopting tonight. 6-year-old Jacob is suffering from immune system disorder. Jacob wished to meet and spend the day with the amazing Spider-Man. He wanted to shake his hero's hand, become best friends, and while fighting the mean guys together. Before long, Jacob received a phone call from the chief of police. Oh, goodness. The city was in peril, and Spider-Man needed Jacob's help. Jacob and Spider-Man had an incredible crime-fighting adventure, capturing the mad scientist and defeating Spider-Man's nemesis, Venom. At the end of an exhausting day, Jacob was awarded a special Medal of Bravery from the police department, and his courage helped him save the city that day, but it also helped him through the obstacles of his illness. On behalf of everyone at Make-A-Wish, our staff, our volunteers, our board of directors, and most importantly, our Wish Kids, I thank each and every one of you here tonight, and especially our incredible friends at the Norris Group. Aaron, we are so proud to present you with this Adopt-A-Wish plaque commemorating Jacob's wish to fight crime with the amazing Spider-Man. With friends like you, we know we can turn life-threatening illnesses into life-affirming triumphs. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to put this on the table out where they've been stationed, so you get to see this. It's Spidey and the kid. It's pretty awesome. And if you'd like to take a picture, I'll leave it out there. So if you're out there, you can take a picture. It's pretty neat. I didn't do that last year. I'm sorry. So, great causes. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Odette, for being here tonight. And Francine, for all your work over the last 4 months. I really appreciate it. Awesome causes. If you could silence your cell phones, take out that candy that you're just going to unwrap and annoy your neighbor with right now, and do it. You know who you are. It happens every year. We are airing live tonight. White House Catering does a great job. Despite what you might think, I don't do any of the cooking. And they're masters at taking dishes away, even as we start the program. So thank you, White House Catering, for the awesome work. And George with MVT Production, thank you. With that, we're going to get the party started. I get to introduce the host for the evening, an investor for over 30 years, parts of thousands of transactions as investor, builder, and hard money lender. He hosts our award-winning weekly radio show, and he spends much of his time researching really nerdy things like bills and bailouts and economic trends. I did not inherit that. I get to call him Pop, Bruce Norris.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much. I don't even know where to tell you how much that means. I know that's more than an affirmation for Bruce Norris. It's an affirmation of a company's intent and a lot of great people that I get to call co-workers, if you will, at the Norris Group. So thank you. Aaron thanked everybody, but there's one remaining person to thank, and that's Aaron Norris. He is an amazing young man that I am very proud to call my son. And he, at the very core, I learned a long time ago, what made his day bright was making someone else's day better. And I get to watch him do that for a living. And he's so involved in charity with the purest of intent. And that's just, it's exciting to see. So thank you all for coming. We have a really exciting panel. I've interviewed some of these, all the people on radio show. I've done it sometimes, many more times than once. It's always a challenge to interview people that are smarter than you are. Now we have a whole string of them that'll be in front of me, and it's fun. Aaron mentioned that occasionally I get a little nerdy and I go off and I study stuff. I'm about to do that next week. I'll be gone for an entire week. I am taking with me about 50 pounds of writing. I will read all of this with a yellow marker to try and figure out what's going to go on for 2015. Doesn't that sound exciting? Unfortunately, I think it's necessary. So it's one of the things that I'm passionate about and I get to do. I think Aaron said this is our seventh year, and that's a little hard to imagine. I have a feeling that the audience makeup has changed. The first year we did it, it had to be almost 100% investor. And I think they were kind of going, what are we going to?
Use that for now.
Okay. What are we going to? But they showed up faithfully anyway. And all of a sudden, not only did they get it, there's an extension to all other kinds of pieces of our industry. And I honestly think that was the original intent, was to first introduce those other facets of our industry to the real estate investor in a very healthy way and say, this is who we are and this is what we're about. And then over the years, I think we've gotten to see that they can be team partners with us. So I'm just going to do a little bit of a roll call of the different people that might be here, and just stand, and you can remain standing until we get through this list. How many of you are connected with the real estate, being realtors? Okay. Wow. How about escrow and title? Oh, you guys are going to sit down? Don't sit down. Everybody can stand up. Appraisers, property managers. We now have people from city government that are here. That's an honor. What about website, informational website owners?
There's Sean. I knew he would stand up. Okay. Oh, and news media. What am I missing?
Home stagers.
Okay. There's a... Okay. Maybe builders?
Lenders.
I forgot lenders. That's terrible. And, oh, yeah, investors. Hey! There we go. Thank you. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We hope it's a very memorable night. One of the effects when you decide not to look at your industry as a standalone piece, like if you're an appraisal institute, is if you work together with the entire group, you accomplish something that happened, let's say this last week. After 3 years of effort, combined effort from the Mortgage Bankers Association and National Association of Realtors, probably the Builders Association, they came up with a definition of qualified residential mortgage that probably we can live with. And without a lot of effort from people that are on the panel and people that were predecessors of those people, that wouldn't have happened. And that's a big deal to investors that buy and sell properties, because I have a feeling we might have an easier time selling properties if somebody has to put 3% down than 20. So we're really kind of in this all together. Leslie Appleton Young, I didn't hear this live, but I wish I had, but I know she said it. She said at one point during the maybe the worst section of time, God bless investors. And what my hope is that the rest of the industry remembers that going forward. There's a tendency that once we're not of use, that they kind of forget about us. I just read that they're about to implement the 90-day hold rule again, okay, at the end of the year. The article actually said, well, the investors have sort of, you know, served their purpose, and now we're going to go back to normal. I hope that somebody on this panel will take up that and say, you know what, that's not necessary, because these guys are team players, and they deserve a piece of, first of all, you can't assume we're going to do something wrong just because we have the ability to buy a house, fix it up, and turn it inside of 30 days instead of 3 months. It's not much fun owning a vacant house for 90 days. And so it doesn't help our cause. It doesn't help an area. And so we hope that maybe that can get fought on our behalf. Just so you know that some of us investors take the other pieces of our industry very seriously and respect you a great deal. During 2012 and 2013, almost every property we bought and fixed and put in the MLS was made an offer by a hedge fund or 20 hedge funds, all cash. And we never took one of those offers intentionally, because it would have skirted somebody in your industry getting a loan, having an escrow. And so we never did that intentionally. We said no to every one of those. And I think that's important for you to understand that we're team players along with you. And sometimes it costs us money to do that, but we did it anyway.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Adrenaline Athletics, Coachella Valley Real Estate Investors Association, Caldwell Banker Town & Country, Costa Mesa Marriott, Council of Multiple Listing Services, Elite Auctions, In a Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Investor Experts, IRA Services Trust Company, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keystone CPA, Las Brisas Escrow, LA South REIA, The Avis Tax Wealth Management, Personal Real Estate Magazine, Pilot Limousine, Primary Residential Mortgage, Northern California Real Estate Investors Association, Real Wealth Network, Realty 411 Magazine, Rick and Leanne Rossiter, Sunoco Corporation, South Point Companies, Spinnaker Loans, Tony Alvarez, UDirect IRA Services, Resident Lens Photography, and SJREI. See iSurvivedRealEstate.com for a video of the live event and more information.
You've been listening to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com.